Good morning. This is Tom Tozer at Middle Tennessee State University. I'm happy to welcome you to MTSU on the Record. And this morning we have four distinguished guests from Murfreesboro. We're going to talk about a very special celebration coming up that we have every year in Rutherford County. It's one of the best celebrations in the entire state, I'm sure of that. Celebration Under the Stars, Friday, this coming Friday, July 4th, when all of Rutherford County gathers, it seems, at MTSU for a big party. And we have the party leaders with us here today. My guests are Marlene Sewell, who works with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and Marlene is committee chair of this event and has been committee chair for the last, 30 years, 40 years, Marlene? It seems
that way, but no, I think it's probably only been the last 8 or 9.
You are a veteran committee chair, and we also have Bertie Donnell, who is president of the board of the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. Great. And Bertie, we welcome you, and the symphony plays a very, very important role in this whole celebration. Lieutenant Jim Fangy with the MTSU Police Department is here to talk about safety, very important subject this year because of construction on campus and some of the road closings, and Tom Sage, who works also with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and Tom is in charge of family activities, which means games and fun for the kids, and that's always a big one, too. So let's start out and talk about this whole thing. Marlene, let's start with you. You want to talk about something that's going to happen a little earlier in the day on Friday, July 4th, as a kind of a prelude to the celebration under the stars.
That's correct, Tom. We start out at 10 o'clock in the morning on July 4th for Rock the Pool at Sportscom's Outdoor Pool. They're going to have games and prizes and water exercise demonstrations and music, and they're going to have a great time. But they close the pool and that activity at 4:30, so you can get your clothes changed and come right on over to campus so that you can start with us at 5 o'clock. We'll have the family games and activities starting then, and I'm going to let Tom talk some more about that. There's also going to be cake available at 5, but if you wait too long, you won't get any. And that cake is donated by Walmart each year. And then at 7:50, we're going to have the welcome and introductions. 8 o'clock, we'll have the presentation of colors and the national anthem. And I'll let Bertie talk about who's singing and all. And then also right after that, the symphony will start playing. Fireworks starts about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the program really is pretty much the same as it's been, and it runs like clockwork, doesn't it?
I mean, yes, it does.
There's always that impending storm, it seems, just a few minutes before the celebration. The clouds get dark, and everything gets very still, and then it sort of passes.
We've had rain, it seems like, every year for the last 5 or 6 years, but it's usually done and over with by about 4:30, and then the sun comes out, everyone shows up, and things just continue right on like nothing ever happened.
Why is this such a successful event, Marlene?
I think because it's a culmination of a lot of activities and a lot of effort from different groups. Of course, the Parks and Rec is their event, and MTSU, of course, is the host. City of Murfreesboro, the Rutherford County Government, Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, the Daily News Journal, the Symphony and Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra, and their guild, Walmart and the DAR. Without everybody else's help, we wouldn't be able to put on this event.
Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely free.
That is correct. It is free. People can bring their lawn chairs and their blankets, come out and join us. You can bring your cameras to take pictures. Lots of stuff for the kids to do. Tom will talk more about that. And it's just great. You can bring food with you if you want, picnic lunch, or you can buy things from BRAA. They'll have concessions available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there will be some food available there for sale if folks want to, but they can bring their picnic baskets and lawn chairs, blankets, and all that sort of thing. Okay. We do know, and we do, I guess this is a good time to say, we don't encourage and we don't want folks to bring grills.
No.
Cooking grills and light their charcoal on the grass and then have hot coals all over the place.
Hot coals and children running around having a great time. Recipe for disaster.
That's right. We also ask people to keep pets at home, don't we? Because
yes,
that presents
that's
special problems.
Yes, it does. That and just the noise of the fireworks and the children running around, it's just safer for your pets to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So it's free. It's for everybody, right?
That's
correct.
It's
for everybody.
0 to 120.
Within hearing distance of this program. Starts at 5 o'clock. And Tom, let's go over to you because starting early then, families begin to come with their children. A lot of terrific things happening. I know you have a lot of things planned. What will there be for families and children to do?
Well, we're going to have a lot of things for the families and children to do this year. We're really excited because we've added things to what we have done in the past. So those who have traditionally come every year will see some new things added. We're still going to have all the games that we usually have, and I think a lot of people remember last year we had a misting tent, which apparently was very popular to kids to run underneath and get a little bit wet and cool off from the day, and we allow adults to do that too if they feel so. And we're going to have that. We're going to have a lot of the tossing games and the disc golf we set up every year, the face painting. We'll have people out there to do face painting absolutely free for the children and adults if they so choose. We're going to have some arts and crafts activities. We're going to have some promotional items that we give away. We're going to have some prizes for the people who are playing the games. This year we're going to add some, what we call some traditional 4th of July games, like sack races and egg toss and things we used to do growing up. We're going to throw that into the middle of the field for those who like to do some relay races, and we're going to have some fun with that. We also plan and hope to have some inflatable playgrounds out this year, which we haven't had in the past 2 or 3 years. And those are, our experience has shown that those are always a lot of fun. We plan on having an inflatable obstacle course and a bungee cord thing where, if people have seen it before, where kids can get on an inflatable and see how far they can go with a bungee cord attached to their waist. Mm-hmm. And they're side-by-side thing, so it's a little bit of a competition too, and it's always fun to see what happens when they get to the end of the bungee course and have to make the return trip. So that's a lot of fun, and we'll have stuff for the older children, and we'll have inflatables for the younger ones too.
You got some glow-in-the-dark necklaces. I know those were very popular in the past. Are you going to have those for sale
this year? We're going to have them. We've got them. They're sitting in my office right now. We're going to have the necklaces, which you can use, of course, as a necklace, or I think you can wrap them around your wrist twice. We plan on selling those for $1, which is going to be the best deal in town outside of the free fireworks themselves. Mm-hmm. So those should be very popular, and we hope we got plenty to go around.
Mm-hmm. How early do you have to bring a crew out here to start setting all that stuff up? It sounds like you have to be out there a day before or something.
Well, we've already been out there making maps and checking to see where water and electrical hookups and things like that. But our maintenance people will start getting out there probably late morning and early morning to set up any tents we got to do. We'll have the porta potties delivered and all the infrastructure. Most of the staff will get there around between noon and 2 or 3 o'clock to start getting all the games set up, but we'll be ready to go at 5, if not sooner.
Excellent. Well, it's always great yeah. fun. And Marlene, you had said that at about 7:50, about 10 minutes till 8 o'clock, then the formal remarks will be made. Representative John Hood will be?
Yes, he will be our MC.
Our MC again?
Yes.
All right,
that's
become kind of a traditional.
I think this is his 11th year.
Probably so. And John does a good job. And so he'll. Do you know of any other dignitaries who might be getting up there to say a few? We are always kind of spontaneous in that regard.
I think Dr. McPhee will be here. Yeah. I don't remember if I think the mayor may be coming. Mayor Burgess, I believe, is coming. We are often visited by Bart Gordon. I don't know if he's going to be there this year or not. And the publisher of the Daily News Journal is coming this
mm-hmm.
year.
Okay, Andrew Oppen.
Yes.
Yes, good. All right. Well, we're going to have so many dignitaries. We'll have to, lengthen the program, for heaven's sakes.
No,
we won't do that.
No, we will not.
They're here as observers, right? Or they'll keep your remarks very brief.
Yes, very brief.
That's good. All right. Well, Bertie, you are president of the board of the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. They are such an integral part of this whole celebration. And tell us about the orchestra and the director and who's going to be leading off the national anthem and all that.
Okay, well, the music will start around 8 o'clock. The symphony always looks forward to this performance. It is a free performance for what we do, and it's well attended, and we just look forward to it. Where our regular music director and conductor will not be doing the conducting. That's Jeff Reed. He's new with the symphony as of this past season and will continue with his work this coming season. Dr. Raphael Bundage, who is the director of choral activities here at MTSU, will be the guest conductor, as he was last year. And H. Stephen Smith, who is associate professor here at MTSU, will be the guest vocalist and will sing the national anthem. We'll have some Sousa marches. You can't have 4th of July without Sousa. That's right. And Semper Fidelis and Stars and Stripes Forever. You have to have those things. The Tennessee Waltz, of course. We have to have the Tennessee Waltz. Copeland's Rodeo, we'll have the Hoedown. The 1812 Overture will play through the entirety of the fireworks. So hopefully, when the big bang goes off, the big drum goes off, and we have lots of fun with that kind of thing to see if we can hit the fireworks and the music at the same time. So we really are looking forward to performing for this event, as we always do. This is something that we always know that the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra is going to participate in.
Mm-hmm. How many musicians are in the orchestra?
50 to 55 at every performance. We at times have had more than that, but right now our regular season we do at the First United Methodist Church out on Thompson Lane. It's mm-hmm. a gorgeous church, beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. The acoustics are fabulous, and their stage will only hold 50 to 55, and so that's why we have 50 to 55. But if you have an opportunity after you see the 4th of July performance, it's fun to be outside, but the acoustics are not quite there. You should come to our regular season. It's really super. Last year, we're having record attendance with our new conductor and music director who has, we have a different kind of a program last year than we've ever had before. And then again this year, if I can plug the symphony a little bit now, sure. In August, we have something that's really different for a symphony to do. We had it last year. It was well received, well enough that we've done it again this year. It's called Retro Madness. And we go back and we bring a group of people in who sound like the Beatles. They don't look like them. Don't try to look like them. They're normal, everyday people. They are not professional performers. But they have worked at it with the help of Jeff Reed, our music director and conductor, and they go around and they sound, if you close your eyes, you think you're listening to the Beatles. The symphony orchestra plays behind them, as did the Beatles when they were finishing when they really got to be big time, they had an orchestra. It's held at the World Outreach Church because we need a large facility for it, and it's really good, so you should try to do that in August. We will have a booth at this 4th of July event where you can come by and get all of the information about the symphony that you could possibly want. And we will have our regular season, which is 4 symphonies for $75, which is probably the best deal in town next to being free. This year it's called Playing the Soundtrack of Your Life, and it's really well done. So there are lots of things like that. One of them is our first performance is From Words to Music. Our Christmas program, which is done the first part of December, will have Larnell Harris there. Larnell Harris has already been voted into the Gospel Hall of Fame, and he will perform gospel and secular Christmas music. So we're really looking forward to that. Then we have one in January called Love in War. We do some of the classics, the real classical music, real symphonic music. Then we go down and we do some stuff that like Theme from Love Story. It's beautiful. We have a fantastic group of musicians. They are professional. And there's no doubt about it. They play for many of the orchestras around in the area, as well as the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Then we have one, our last performance is called An Evening of Rodgers and Hammerstein, the classics. We will be playing things from Carousel, State Fair, King and I, South Pacific, Sound of Music, Oklahoma, all with a symphonic orchestra. It's mm-hmm. beautifully done, and as I said, the venue that we have for it with the church is absolutely fantastic. So mm-hmm. we would look forward and invite you to come to see all of our performances, as well as drop by our booth and pick up one of the brochures, mm-hmm. that's right.
All right, and the phone number of the Symphony, Bertie, if people want more information, what's the phone number?
898-1862. It's really easy to remember, 898-1862. There's something about that 1862.
1862, yes.
That we do tend to remember, yes.
Good, so. All right, 898-1862. Sounds like a great season, and there will be a booth, Symphony booth, at this Friday.
At this Friday,
so people
yes.
can come and visit, mm-hmm. ask questions, and find out more information. Mm-hmm. Jim Fange, we have a lot going on campus, and it's always an important part of this program to talk about entering and exiting and what folks should be aware of while they're here on campus with our construction. You want to tell us about this year's obstacle course and challenges?
Well, one of the things that I believe some people have come to know, not enough people have come to know, is that summer is the building time at MTSU. When our class attendance is somewhat down, we tend to try to get a lot of construction projects done, which is why the city has got Rutherford Boulevard down to one lane in each direction from Greenland Drive to the edge of campus. They're trying to complete a project before school opens up and the traffic gets heavier. We've got a cogeneration plant that's under construction on the south side of campus, College Heights and Blue Raider Drive, and in order to get the energy that's generated in that cogen plant to where it needs to go, they're cutting across the road. So we don't know yet for sure, but it appears that that road will be closed. The area immediately adjacent to where we normally hold this event is under construction. A roundabout is being put in. So the way that a lot of folks get off campus, MTSU Boulevard, from where the stage is going to be just east of Cummings Hall, that's going to be shut down. It has been shut down for months already and will be shut down until school opens. So we have some challenges with getting people off campus, particularly because everybody's going to try to leave at once. We just ask that they come knowing that they're going to be here for a while, enjoy themselves. Music will continue to be played after the symphony finishes their show. And if they, you know, would just be patient, we'll do the best that we can. The city of Murfreesboro has offered us a considerable amount of assistance this year to try to get us out. We will be moving traffic from the area south on Blue Raider Drive to Alumni Drive and then east on Alumni Drive out to Rutherford. Those folks that take that way out will be asked to turn south. The folks that park in the big parking lot across from Greek Row by Rutherford Boulevard will be asked when they come out of that lot to use the north exit, and everyone from there will be asked to go north. Basically, we're going to ask people, remember how you get there, because that is the way we're going to ask you to leave. Mm-hmm. We are limited because of the construction, and people that have not been around campus, as you're going there, you'll see other construction projects that I haven't even mentioned because they don't adversely affect what we're doing, but there are things going on from one end of this campus to the other. We're a growing campus, and in order to keep up with that growth, there's construction like mad every summer trying to get it done while most of the students are taking the summer off.
Mm-hmm. There will be, and as you said, the city is going to pitch in. There will be police and parking attendants and folks there waving people on and directing
right.
them. And
we ask that you follow the officer's directions. Please be patient. We're doing the best that we can under the, we're playing the hand the best we can that was dealt to us. Mm-hmm. You know, if the cards don't fall, they don't fall. And this year they didn't fall real well, but you know, we're going to do the best with what we've got. We have a plan that we feel will work. Basically, the campus is divided in half at MTSU Boulevard. Anyone who enters from the north will be asked to exit to the north. Anyone who comes onto campus from the south, from the Main Street side, will be asked to leave that same way. And if folks will remember that and just be patient and courteous and remember that this is an American holiday and we're all out there to enjoy it, and let's show a little courtesy and kindness and respect to one another.
Mm-hmm.
As was said earlier, no pets will be allowed. If an officer or one of the officials sees someone with a pet, they will be asked to return the pet to their vehicle or to their home. And it's not a matter of Well, my dog wouldn't. Yours might not. Yeah,
yours might
not, but somebody else's might, and it's not fair to that other person let you have yours if they can't have theirs. So, you know, in order to be even and across the board, there will be none of that. We ask folks not to fire their own fireworks. Fireworks are prohibited from campus by our regulations here on campus. We're going to have a fine fireworks show. We always do. And we ask that they just enjoy those and take their own personally owned fireworks to their residence or somewhere other than here. There's going to be a lot of small children running around. And as hard as we try to watch our children, and most of us here are parents and understand that, you lose track of them now and again. And if you don't have kids, you definitely lose track of them now and again. It's real easy for a child to get hurt if proper caution isn't exercised. And the way we feel is best is just not to allow them.
Mm-hmm.
Grills are not allowed for the same reason. Kids get to running around. We don't want grills knocked over, kids walking through hot coals, et cetera, et cetera. So bring whatever it is you would like to eat, or be prepared to buy it from the concessions that will be provided by Sodexo, and do that.
And bring your soft drinks, but leave your hard drinks at home, too.
You know, that's another one of those
things. We discourage alcohol use on campus. We really don't want that to occur as well.
it's just not a good idea. Those types of things, fireworks and alcohol, don't mix.
That's right, yeah. Safety is number one for sure, and we want everybody to have a good time and a safe time, and certainly wouldn't want anybody to be in danger or injured. I know there are some construction sites that I think they're going to try hard to have some kind of orange fencing.
We met to speak about that, and by Friday there will be areas that will be taped off with yellow caution tape around those construction areas. We ask people with small children to try to set up wherever they're going to be away from those areas, keep the children from wandering into them. The best we may be able to do is tape them off because of the immense size, particularly of the area where the roundabout's going in. It's a huge, huge construction area. One other thing I do want to mention when we're talking about caution tape, the sidewalk that runs from Greek Row over to Mass Comm will be closed for safety reasons, mostly because once someone gets in there, it's having enough people along there to make sure that they stay safe and don't wander into the wrong area. We're going to ask those folks that are coming from the Rutherford Boulevard lot to the celebration to come on the sidewalk as far as they can, and then there'll be some caution tape to indicate that they need to go toward the Womack Lane apartments and then walk between Womack Lane and the rec center over to the area where the celebration's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just because with as much construction as going on, it's difficult for us to have enough people in there to make sure that they don't get into the wrong area where it's too dangerous, too close to where the fireworks are going to be.
Surely. So if people can envision the campus, just divide it into two halves, as you said, split down the middle, and where would you suggest would be the best parking for this event for folks?
Walking across campus is not a difficult task, and I have proven it by doing it myself, and you can walk anywhere on this campus in 10 minutes. The best place to park is going to be right off Greenland Drive in the Greenland Drive parking lot or one of those lots near Murphy Center and Soccer and Track Stadium over near the maintenance complex. It'll be easiest in, easiest out, the Livestock Center. From there, it's a very short walk to where the stage and the symphony will be, but any of those places are a wonderful vantage point to see the fireworks when the fireworks go off.
To the north side, the west side, even the south side, perhaps?
The north side being Greenland Drive, because mm-hmm. some people don't know north, south, east, and west.
That's right.
You know, north side would be the side closest to Greenland Drive, south side closest to Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
East is the side closest to Rutherford, and west is the side closest to Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So that may help some people get in their minds north, south, east, and west if they don't do those particularly four compass points very well.
Right. And if they park across Rutherford Boulevard in the big, big lot over there, crossing Rutherford Boulevard is not difficult anymore.
It will not be difficult whatsoever. There will be officers along Rutherford Boulevard, both representatives from our department and the City Police Department, that will assist them in getting across the street.
Good. All right.
What about people that are handicapped?
Handicapped parking. Jim, where will that be? And that's a little hard to describe, I know, because it's, unless you have a map in front of you, but there is parking
with the changes that have been made in the last week put on it, because with everything that's going on, there are changes that are happening daily. The best way for the handicapped folks to get in and find a place to park that's not very far away would be to come in off Rutherford Boulevard onto Alumni Drive, which is at the south end of Greek Row. As they get past the Warmick Lane Apartments, they will come up to Blue Raider Drive. If they will turn right and then make their next left into that parking lot, there are handicapped spaces in that area. Where they usually park in the MassCom lot, a lot of that lot is taken up by construction now, and there's just not that many spaces, and I don't know what kind of access there may be for them from that lot, but I know that from the first lot I talked about, closest to Ezel Hall and Mass Communications, there's easy access from that location for handicapped folks to get out onto the field where the stage is going to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Alumni Drive is really kind of a, well, it's a brand new drive on campus, which is a lovely stretch of road, actually.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we are hoping that people will use it. We want them to understand that although it is marked one lane for traffic and the other lane for bicycles and buses, at the end of the celebration, both of those lanes going toward Rutherford Boulevard are to be used. No one will be cited for using the bus lane at that time. We're going to encourage people to take two lanes out to Rutherford Boulevard.
All right. Did you all get that? Now, there's going to be a test on that here. there's a lot of information there for sure. Well, it is this coming Friday. Everything starts at 5 o'clock.
Correct.
Family activities kick off, children's activities. We hope and trust everybody will get there safely and park, stay north. It sounds like that would be a good place to, you know, park in the Greenland lot and walk. It is a nice campus to walk, and it'll be wonderful weather.
Yes.
Marlene has guaranteed that.
Mm-hmm.
Symphony will be there, and they will have a booth there, and there will be information. Visit the booth. And for folks who want more information about the Symphony season, 898-1862. That's area code 615-898-1862. And Symphony sponsors, I guess we ought to mention, Bertie, well, City of Murfreesboro, SunTrust Bank, the Tennessee Arts Commission, and Aquatic Critters, and General Mills, is that
General
correct?
General Mills, yes, Target.
All right. It's always good to get those folks involved, and Daily News Journal has helped us out with some sponsorship.
Yes, they have, and they'll have an insert into the newspaper, I think, Wednesday or Thursday with maps, et cetera.
I believe that's correct. There'll be an insert in the paper, and so we invite you all to come out. It'll be a great activity. It's a wonderful celebration, and I think we've covered it, folks, but let's have a safe and fun 4th of July this coming Friday.
Absolutely.
Good.
Safety first.
I'd like to
look forward to seeing you all.
Thank you all very much for participating. This is Tom Tozer at MTSU, and you've been listening to MTSU On the Record, and we invite you to join us again next Sunday.